Finance， sitting by the roadside bank。
如果你从东南亚来的朋友呢，你都知道，每逢各时各节呢，就有很多人去这些庙里面参拜的。
So like many of you perhaps like from Southeast Asia, that you know that during the festival, there are many people that go to the temple or the religious place to worship.
路上呢一定有很多乞丐。
And it is very common in those places there are lots of peoples by the worship.
他们大部分就是孤儿寡妇啊，老弱有病的，
And many times among these there are orphans and there are widows and or handicaps of people with unfortunate problems with health.
所以呢，这两个下级呢，只是千万里面的讨饭的人里面这两个。
And these are just among the million or perhaps a few thousands of the unfortunate ones begging for food.
只是路上的人经过他们呢，很多时候不愿意去望他们一眼。
And I'm pretty sure that not too many people pay attention to these people.
当这个两个下级呢，听到耶稣经过的时候呢，他们就喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
So when these two blind men heard that Jesus was going by, and they shouted.Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.
如果你看分析这三句话的时候呢，你就了解。
And if we try to understand these three sentences, then we can have a deeper understanding.
Okay, 主啊，就是好像你说先生的意思。
So Lord, by the word, is none other than just calling by the name.
第三句，可怜我们吧。这个是每一个讨饭的人每一天都在讲的。
For the third phrase, have mercy on us, so it's not in special, as we're calling out by the beggars or the prayer.
但是中间这一句呢，他称呼耶稣为大卫的子孙，这是非常的。
But for one extraordinary one is we call him Son of David.
因为呢，旧约预言呢，以赛亚是大卫的子孙。
Because the Old Testament prophesies that the Messiah is the son of David.
So these two
passages
are
believing Jesus is the Messiah. So it is clear that these two blind men believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
那有可能呢是这两个下级听到呢耶稣刚刚起了一个大的。
Perhaps the calling for from someone that Jesus just performed a miracle.Which that he called and raised the death to life.
那无论如何呢，这两个瞎子是相信耶稣，就是旧约所预言的弥赛亚。
So no matter what, they believe that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以呢，他觉得这个机会难逢啊。所以呢，他唯一可以做的事情，因为他见不到耶稣嘛，就是大声的在呼叫耶稣的名。
So and they think that this opportunity is rather rare, so they call out and they shouted to Jesus.
那当群众听到这两个瞎子在大叫的时候呢，就责备他们，不许他们作声。
And even the disciples rebuke them and.Ask them not to make noises.
那这些群众啊，他们的反应就是表明了他们觉得这两个瞎子不值得去可怜他们的。
So it is clear that the crowd thought that the beggars that we probably shouldn't have too much of mercy on them.
And 因为呢，乞丐啊，其实在社会里面的阶层里面是最低的一批人。
Because we understand the beggars, they are kind of like the low and the bottom layers in many social class.
所以群众会觉得你们两个是什么身份呢？你可以阻碍我们大师见证耶稣上耶路撒冷。
It's very likely the crowd would thought that, who are you that you dare to be in the way of our Lord Jesus going to Jerusalem?
还有，你知不知道你们是多肮脏的一群人呢？
Don't you even know that how filthy you are?
你弄脏耶稣的衣服，你能受得起吗？
Can you be responsible by making Jesus' clothes dirty?
但是呢，你发觉了这个群众，骂着两个瞎子越厉害的时候呢，他镇定地说，他们却越发的复仇耶稣。
And while you see that, when the crowd rebuked them,But yet these two blind men crying out more loudly for Jesus.
为什么这两个瞎子会越发去呼求耶稣？
So why did they do that? Why did they crying out more loudly for Jesus?
难道他不怕耶稣厌烦他们，好像这些群众厌烦他们？
So are they not concerned about what Jesus would think on them aboutPerhaps Jesus would feel despised for them.
这两个瞎子的虽然是非常平凡的人。
So we learn that even though they are very ordinary people,
但是他们却有异于常人的心智。
However, they have extraordinary faith.
在旧约以赛亚先知里面呢，曾经预言有关以赛亚的事情。
And in Old Testament, that Isaiah have prophesied about Messiah.
他就这样子讲，他说呢，主的灵在我身上，因为他用高告我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫到那受压制的得自由，报告上帝悦纳人的信的。
As the scripture says, the spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
那对这两个瞎子来说呢，自然耶稣是弥赛亚的时候呢，那么他就一定不会言弃这些贫穷的人。
So for these two blind men, they knew that if Jesus is the Messiah, he shouldn't despise the poor or the unfortunate.
因为在旧约里面，这个弥赛亚自己讲的，他会传福音给这些贫穷的人。
Because it is prophesied that the Messiah will preach the gospel to the poor.
还有呢，他讲到这个弥赛亚呢，能够有能力叫瞎眼的得看见。
But he also mentioned that the Messiah is capable of delivering healing to the blind.
那如果你看旧约圣经的时候呢，虽然你发觉旧约圣经里面也有神迹医治的事情发生。
And if you look at the Old Testament, you also saw that there are very miracles.
好像这些大麻风的人得洁净呢，甚至呢使人复活的事情。
So like the leprosy is clean and the death are raised.
但是呢，全个咒院里面呢，从来没有一个人呢把一个瞎子的眼睛打开。
But if you pay attention, then no one in the Old Testament ever healed a blind.
所以呢，对，但是这两个瞎子却肯定耶稣有这个能力，却能够做得到。
However, these two blind men believe that Jesus is capable of doing so.
你看马可福音的记载，你就见到这些瞎子的信心。
So in the book of Matthew, you can see the level of their faith.
因为呢，当耶稣叫这个瞎子过来的时候呢，这个瞎子就掉下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
As the scripture say, that throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus.
那这个衣服呢，就是这个瞎子的外衣。
So the cloak is like it's kind of like a jacket. It's probably a very thin cloak.
其实呢，这个外衣对一个穷人来说是很重要的。
The cloak is very important to a poor.
因为呢，他睡觉的时候呢，这个外衣就是成为他的棉被。
Because when they sleep, then these become like a blanket.
所以说，讨饭的人呢，这个外衣就成为了他收集别人丢给他的嗜血的，就是会放在这个外衣上面。
And to a beggar, and his coat is to collect the monies or the things are given by the others.
所以呢，你可以说啊，对这两个瞎子的讨饭的人呢，他的外衣就是他的命根。
So to many of these beggars, that their coat is just like just like their treasure, or is very relating to their life.
那但是耶稣叫他的时候呢，他跳起来就把这个外衣都不要了。
But when Jesus called him, they jump up and even leave their coat behind.
那如果你能够看见东西，这个没有问题啊，你就回来再捡你的衣服。
Well, for all of us here that we have vision, that is not too much a big deal, because we can always turn around and we can find where we left.
但是如果你是一个瞎子的时候，你就不能做到这个。
But imagine if you are blind, can you do that?
所以这个瞎子是蛮有信心相信耶稣一定能够打开他的眼。
So these blind men had great faith that Jesus will definitely heal them.
这两个瞎子虽然是平凡的人
，and these two blind men, even though they are extra, they are just ordinary people.
但是他有异于常人的信心。
But however, they have extraordinary faith.
因为他们相信在圣经里面的预言
，because they believe.In the biblical prophecies.
他相信这个弥赛亚，他不会厌弃这些贫穷的人。
They believe that the Messiah will not despise the poor.
而他们相信这个弥赛亚有能力打开瞎子的眼。
And they believe the Messiah has the power to heal the blind.
所以当耶稣问他们，你要我做什么的时候，他们直接就说，主啊，要我们的眼睛能看。
So Jesus asked them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they say, "Lord, we want our sight."
那我们有两个非常平凡的人。
So we have two very ordinary people.
虽然他们有异于常人的信心
and even though they have extraordinary faith,
但是如果他没有遇到一个奇妙而仁慈的救主呢，其实这个事情。这结局还是一个悲剧。
However, if they did not meet with this wonderful and merciful Savior, the story will only end in just tragedy.
两个瞎子在他人生里面呢，不知道叫过多少次求人去可怜他们。
We believe that in their life, in their begging life, that they shouted too many times of "Have mercy on us."
但是大部分人就是充耳不闻。
But most of the people, they are just pretend to be dead.
就是把给他们嗜血，只是把他口袋里面的零钱给他们。
So when someone even offers something to them, it is none other than just a spare change in the pocket.
只是不是真的能够解决他们生活的问题。
And these money and these giving cannot actually help them to get to nowhere.
但是耶稣却不一样。
But however, Jesus is very different.
他是一个奇妙的救主。
He is a wonderful Savior.
因为他是一个独行其事的神。
Because he is the one that who alone can do wonders.
但是耶稣不单只是一个奇妙的救主。
However, Jesus is not just only a wonderful Savior.
他是一个奇妙而仁慈的主。
And he is wonderful, but yet he is also merciful.
34节里面呢，讲到耶稣动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻就看见。
And verse 34 said, Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him.
你大概有听过的印度的社会呢，把他们的人种了，分开五个不同的等级。
Perhaps some of you know about the Indian social society that actually divided people into different classes.
这个事情到现在他们还是这样。
It's called a caste system, and even until today, this is still happening.
你看见呢，在最底层的人呢，他们呢叫贱民。So
and you can see that the bottom level is called the dalits.
还有一个叫法呢，就是不可碰的人。And
there, I mean that means that it's the outcast.
或者呢，有另外一个翻译呢，就是untouchable。
Or in the other meaning means is untouchable.
这些人呢，无论是他们，还有他世世代代的子孙，他们都不能进印度的庙。这样。So
even though these people they believe in these gods, and even just with them and their generation and generation cannot even enter into the Indian temple.
因为对他们只是印度的假神呢，他们觉得只是贱民呢，是不可碰的人。Because
the false gods of the Hinduism is they even classify these people as untouchable.
但是我们主耶稣是真神。However,
our true God Jesus,
他是一位奇妙而仁慈的主。He
is wonderful and he is our mercy to see.
对他来说，没有一个人是太。 就是太低等了。
To our Lord, that no one is too low or too untouchable.
所以当他见到这两个，听到这两个瞎子的诉求的时候，耶稣就动了慈心。So
when he heard the cries of the two blind men, Jesus moved with his compassion.
圣经说呢，他就握他们的眼睛。And
he went over and touched their eyes.
你知道，其实耶稣没有这个需要去填补。And
you probably learned that Jesus really has no such need to go over and to touch them.
他不需要摸一个人才医好一个人。He
doesn't need to reach out to someone to touch them in order to heal them.
耶稣填补做是表达他对这个人的仁慈还有接纳。Jesus
was expressing his kindness and his acceptance to these people.
但是呢，我看这个故事的时候，我觉得耶稣他最大表现他仁慈的地方是这个故事发生的时间。As
I learned the story, and I also realized one of the greatest manifestation is the timing of this.
如果你看马太福音的时候，从19章的开始的时候，耶稣就开始预言他这次上耶路撒冷呢。
Yes, if you read the book of Matthew starting from chapter 19, Jesus has predicted and prophesied that he will be going to Jerusalem to be crucified.
耶利哥城呢，距离耶路撒冷只有一天的路程。So
Jericho, so the distance between Jericho to Jerusalem is about 1 day of travel.
所以，换句话说，不到一个星期以后，耶稣就要给人钉在十字架上。So
in another word, that he knew that in less than a week he would be crucified by people on the cross.
在整个重的压力底下。So
under such pressures,
耶稣没有只想到自己的痛苦。Jesus
did not only think about his own struggles and his pain.
但竟然呢，你听到这两个瞎子的呼求。But
he still hear the cries of the two blind men.
这个，我觉得真是主耶稣仁慈的一个最明显的一个。And
I feel that this is really one manifestation that show that how merciful is our Lord.
所以我们要回答我们最初问的一个问题。So
as we go back to the original question that we asked.
在主耶稣这么多的神迹里面，为什么福音书的作者会选这个神迹放在圣经里面？So
among so many miracles in the gospel, why the this miracle is being reported?
为什么？就是这个神迹对我们来说有什么提醒？So
why and what is the significance of this miracle to serve as a reminder to our church.
首先，这个神迹是强调信心的重要。
And first, this miracle reminds us about the importance of faith.
你看见呢，马可福音跟路加福音呢，都有一句话这样子说：“你的信救了你。”
In both the book of Matthew and the book of Mark, and they both say that your faith has healed you.
圣经鼓励我们，无论你是多平凡的人。
And the Bible encourages us that no matter how ordinary you are,
无论你面对的困难有多大
and no matter how great is the challenges and as the obstacles that you are facing,
你可以放胆的向耶稣基督
that we can be bold and to come to Jesus Christ.
这两个瞎子呢，有异于常人的信心
and these blind men have extraordinary faith.
他的原因只就是因为他相信圣经的预言。
So for one thing they have is that hold true to the prophecies of the Bible.
我们怎么知道我们的神是怎么样的神呢？就是通过圣经。
How do we learn about our God? So how do you learn more about who is our God? How he is in his God.
你怎么知道神的应许啊？也是通过圣经。
And how do you learn about the promises of God?
所以我
说 through the Bible.
所以我们要学习好像这两个瞎子一样。
So we want to learn from the two blind men.
就是你找本身找紧圣经上面有关神有关神的应许的时候，你就可以放胆的在神面前呼求。
Then we want to hold on to the promises in the Bible and we can keep on calling our.
你对圣经的了解帮助你祷告的时候，你不会放弃。
Because this is how, when you have great understanding to the Bible, that you will not give up in your prayer.
第二个，这个神迹强调的，就是我们的耶稣是一个奇妙而仁慈的主。
And the second is this miracle reminds us and it emphasizes that Jesus is a wonderful and merciful Lord.
马太福音呢没有记载你的信救了你这句话。
In the book of Matthew, it doesn't say your faith has saved you.
反而呢，他记载了一句话，就是耶稣见到听到这个大吉以后呢，他动了慈心，就摸他们的眼睛医好他们。
But here that instead it says Jesus moved his heart and touched their eyes.
所以马太福音的强调就是耶稣的。慈悲
so that you emphasize the mercy of Jesus.
为什么我们肯定我们的主会听我们的呼求
So how can we be assured that our Lord would listen to our prayer?
你怎么知道他不会厌弃你
So how can we be assured that he's not despising us?
因为当你想到耶稣快要上十字架的时候那海会听到人的呼求的时候，你就知道他不会言弃。
But now, as you recall, that even when he is on his way to be crucified, that he still did not despise anyone.
虽然很多人呢看不起这两个讨饭的瞎子，但是耶稣主动的去拨他。
So even many people have despised these people.These beggars, however, Jesus initiated and reached out to touch them.
圣经说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，发作向他全心诚实的人。
For the scripture says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed.
我们可不可以好像这两个瞎子一样，都是。找紧圣经上面的应许。
Can you be just learn from the blind to hold on to the promises of the Bible and you keep on calling and praying and never give up?
拿鸿书里面呢，记载耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认得哪些投靠他的人。
So in the book of Nahum, so the Lord is good.A refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him.
为什么马可把这个瞎子的名字都记下了？
And why did Mark even write down one of the names of the blind man?
因为耶和华认得那些投靠他的人。
Because the Lord knows those who take refuge in him.
那我大姐姐呢是一个基督徒。
My elder sister is a Christian.
她的工作呢是在一个学校里面呢做簿记。
So her job is as a bookkeeping in a school.
他的主要的工作就是发薪水给那些员工。
She is responsible for salary distribution in the school.
大概八年前的时候呢，他做了一个错误。
So about half year ago, she made a mistake.
就是把一个人呢，当50万港币，就是大概6万多美金的退休金呢，发给。另外一个人是同名同姓的另外那个人的户口上。
So she made a mistake of deposit a person's pension, so which is about Hong Kong dollar of 500,000, then equal to about $64,000, so to another person with the same name, same person last name.
但是过了6个月以后呢，他才发现。
But they did not realize that after until 6 months later.
那么我们知道以后呢，我们就为他祷告了。
So when we knew it, we immediately prayed for her.
我也在我们自己的祷告会里面呢，救恩教会纪念我姐姐。
Pastor Chu also shared this in the church and to ask the church to pray for sister.
但其实我觉得这个事情是很难的。
And I realize that this is a very difficult situation.
因为如果这个人是奉公守法的时候，他早就把这一切退回给学校。
For 6 months already, if this person is a law-abiding citizen, so he should have already returned it by himself.
所以我姐姐呢就尝试去联络这个人。
So my sister tried and.Contact this man.
首先呢，这个人就否认。OK， 他说我没有收到这个钱。
And at first, this man denied that he received this $500.
但是其实这些都有银行里面有记录的。
But we also know that this is in bank report.
对，后来呢，就我姐姐继续去。联络这个人的时候呢，这个人呢把他的电邮地址啊、手提电话都完全改掉了。
And as a sister continued to reach out to this man, but eventually he turned off his email and the cell phone.
所以就我们为这个事情祷告的时候，我们就觉得是不是神？听不见我们的呼求。
So as we pray and we even doubt that has God actually not hearing our cries?
是不是这个事情太难，神做不到
？Or is this even too difficult that Lord cannot, that our God cannot do?
那最后呢，这个学校就告诉我姐姐，你不用。去联络这个人呢、啊，我们学校会直接联络这个人。
And finally, the school told my sister that she can just leave the whole matters to the school, and the school will take care of it.
我觉得也是神的恩典呢，刚好呢，我姐姐就在这个时候呢安排放两个礼拜的假期。
And we think that this is a grace that God is gracious that at this time is also.Just happened that my sister is taking the 2 weeks off.
所以呢，她就暂时不要去，不用去想这个事。
So she could leave just everything behind while she's taking the vacations.
但是两个礼拜假期过后，她第一天上班的时候。
But on the first day after she came back from the holiday,
她的同事就来关心她。
So and her colleagues.Just came to care for her. Just trying to ask her about
matters. 就希望知道我姐姐呢，你怎么交代这个事情。
So trying to ask is how are you going to be accountable for this mistake?
就在当天的晚上。
So on the same night,
学校的银行的户口就发现了这个人呢，把这笔钱呢汇入。
So the man returned the money and deposited back to the school's account.
或者你会觉得你现在遇到的困难是又大又难。
Perhaps you are actually having a big and difficult things, a challenging thing right before you.
比方说 Joanna 告诉我呢，她的手臂很痛。
So like for example, Joanna said that her cell phone gets stolen.
比方我们知道 Jim 他要申请他的工作签证，你知道他可以留下来，将来可以在美国去生活。
Like we learned that Jim is trying to apply for a work visa so that she can continue to serve in the United States.
或者你会想到你的家人的关系，或者你工作上面的挑战。
So and perhaps you have been worrying about your relationships in the family, or even the challenges that you have at your work.
其实这些事情呢，就是有些事情你觉得更困难的情步，就好像你要打开一个瞎子的眼睛一样。
So many of these matters that concern you is nothing different, just like.I mean, the difficulties is just how you feel that you are trying to open a blind man's eyes.
我们怎么可以好像这两个瞎子一样，有一个不断祈求不放弃的一个信心？
How can we learn from the blind man's that we have such a faith that we persevere that we never give up to call into our Lord?
你怎么可以在一个看不见的情形底下仍然相信神？
How can you believe in God even without seeing?
我们这个世界就个人都会告诉我，我看见我就相信。
So many of people living in this world believe that the things are when they see it.
但是这两个瞎子他没有看见就相信。
But these two blind men, they believe without even seeing anything.
因为他们相信圣经。
Because they believe in the word of God, they believe in the Bible.
圣经就是神的话。
The Bible is God's words.
通过圣经，他知道神的应许。
So through the Bible, they learn about the promises of God.
他知道圣经里面这位神是怎么样的一位神。
And they learn that who our God is.
他知道耶稣不会是一个视而不见、听若罔闻的一个神。
They knew that our Lord Jesus is not someone that we can not to see and not to hear.
复活主耶稣顾念他在十字架上面的苦楚的时候，他怎么可能不听见你的呼求？
If Jesus even can let go the crucifixion challenges right in front of him, that how can he not even pay attention to your prayers?
我们最后
一条好了，
我们最后一条
好，那是我可以。
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你今天的这个。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the miracle that you showed us.
因为我们见到两个很平凡的人。
Because we see two very ordinary people.
因为他们对耶稣的信心的时候，他们最后得到益。
Because as they faith in you, then they receive your healing.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣，他是这个蛮有仁慈的一位主。
We give thanks because our Lord Jesus is full of compassion.
你没有觉得我们是不能碰的人。
But you never think of despise us as someone untouchable.
你常常听我们的。
That you always listen to our prayers.
愿意。当我们等候神的时候，我们不会放弃。
As we wait on our Lord, and we pray that we will not give up.
我们相信我们的神一定会听我们的。
Because we believe our God, we will always listen to our prayers.
无论神你怎么回答我们的祷告的时候，我们相信有你对我们的决定还是好的。
And no matter how you respond to our prayers, and we want to go on and believe that we have the best plan for us.
我们感谢。因为我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，
这是圣父的圣灵，耶稣基督。